Jordan Taylor. You've been knocking them dead. No wonder that smile is huge. You've been knocking them dead this year.
It's been good so far. I mean, we saw you at Daytona where we won, and then we backed it up at Sebring a couple weeks later.
It's all Speed Freaks mojo.
It must have been, yeah. So good thing you're here. We can make it 3-for-3.
Now, you're 2-for-2 in Florida. You won the Florida Endurance Grand Prix. Now you come to something completely different in Long Beach where you got to get out there in the qualifying and you got to bang heads in the race.
Yeah, it's a much different race here. It's 100 minutes, one or two pit stops, so it's, you know, cutthroat, a lot of risk.
Cutthroat. That's the first time I've heard it. Take a young guy to call it cutthroat.
It is, though. I mean, people do not give an inch around here, and you can't. We've won here the past 2 years, and it's down to making big moves in the race, very aggressive. So you can't really sit around at this one, and, you know, if you want to win it, you've got to take it.
You and Ricky, dude, what am I going to say about you guys, man? This is huge. You guys are just bring them on next.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, this year, you know, it's obviously started as the best way possible with winning the first two races. But, I mean, a lot of it goes down to our new car, this Cadillac, coming out of the box brand new and going into the two most difficult races and winning them, you know, without a single issue. So it's a big, you know, say about Cadillac and their product and going into these two huge events and, you know, pretty much dominating.
Does your team owner say it's all because of him, or do you the sons strike back and say you ain't got a chance, old man?
Dad likes to take a lot of credit whenever he can, and he keeps reminding us that, you know, he's won other races as well that we still need to win. So it's been good, though. I mean, it's special to win with family, and winning Daytona and Sebring the same year was actually a reunion 21 years from when my dad did the same thing. So it was cool to have that kind of moment with him.
When you get in practice sessions, does Dad ever throw the helmet on and say, watch the old man?
He doesn't bring a helmet, but he likes to say a lot of stuff. I don't think he wants to back it up anymore because he's been out of the car for so long, but he definitely barks a big bark.
I heard a story once that Andretti was at Watkins Glen testing his old Formula One car, the Lotus, and they came around and said, and he's out in the jacket, no helmet. And they said, hey, you got to do something. He said, well, bring whatever you got to because I'm about to go faster. Does the old man take that kind of attitude when he's out there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I live 10 houses away from him back home. So if it's not at the racetrack, he's telling me that. He's telling me at home every day that, you know, he can still do it. And he did it a lot in the past.
Now tell me the story about the dog, Fonzie. I fell in love with him when you brought him into the media center there at Daytona. It's an incredible dog. You have a good time with him. I'm told that he's kind of taken over some of the trophies.
Yeah, well, I got a Rolex 24 trophy yesterday in the mail, so I decided to make it Fonzie's new little dog bowl. So I put a little treat. I put a little treat in the bottom of it, and he loved it. So he's fitting right in the family.
You made it the dog bowl? That's people have fought, spent millions for that, and you turned it into a dog bowl immediately.
No, it was a picture, just a joke. People took it way too seriously online. I think a bunch of people actually unfollowed me for it, but all I did was put a treat in the bottom of it so he'd stick his head in the trophy, and I took a picture. So it's going right on the shelf. Don't worry, everyone.
That's world-class cool. You have a lot of fun with him. Is it a chance for you to get out of the car and unwind when you're with Fonzie?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I live alone back home, so it's nice to have a little buddy like him to have around the house. And, you know, people around, you know, the motorsport world have kind of fallen in love with him on social media. So when I bring him to the track, he's way more popular than I am. So
he's not here right now. Is he here at Long Beach?
No, I haven't brought him on a plane yet. I don't know what will happen if I try taking through an airport. Yeah.
Jordan Taylor, good luck this weekend, partner.
Thank you.